12 scripture-packed, mind-renewing declarations to fuel a daily victorious Christian lifestyle that manifests in a fearless, healthy, joyful, loving, hate-free, peaceful, spirit-filled, guiltless, sinless, high self-esteem, faith-driven, and vision-accomplishing living. 12-4-3 Plan is a 12 minutes, 4 declarations, 3 times plan that helps you and I be committed to spending a minimum of 36 minutes of your God-given 24-hour day being in prayer mode by praying through the Win Life's Battles Daily Guide. The 36-minute plan is spread such that every 6 hours of the day you knock on heaven's door for a minimum of 12 minutes. All it takes to pray and confess through the entire 12 declarations with the Bible references is 36 minutes, which is 12 minutes maximum per session. This truth is buttressed by Paul the Apostle in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. By the way, how come Jesus lived a victorious daily life? How did Jesus go about doing good on a continual basis? What can we learn from him? This Jesus said, "Greater works shall we Christians do because he was going to the Father." As it is written in John chapter 14, verses 12 through 14, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." So where did I go wrong? Where did we go wrong? Where did the church go wrong? Where are the manifestations of the messages we hear week in and week out? Where is the power? Where are the signs following us? What are the signs following us? If God has given us all authority in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28, and God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." And restored it in Jesus in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Where did we miss it? Jesus said in Luke 18:1, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint." And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, "Pray without ceasing." The Bible is also full of instructions about preserving and staying true to our confessions. From Solomon, the wisest king that lived, we have the following pronouncements. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 2 says, "A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressors shall eat violence." Proverbs 18:7 says, "A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul." Proverbs 18